Welcome to Limitless with Lisa Z, a podcast about how to move from inspiration to action and bring our dreams to life. I'm Lisa Zahia, and each week I'll release two podcasts, one where I walk you through action steps about how to make your dreams a reality, with another podcast in which I interview amazing changemakers from all over the world. This podcast isn't just for listening. Take notes and take action. Let's ignite and change the world together. Hey y'all, it's Lisa Zahia, and this is Limitless with Lisa Z. And before we get into the how-to for self-development for this episode 2, I want to tell you a little story, which is how I ended up being a virtual nomad, how I ended up changing my own life, and how I continue to do so. So I want to take you all the way back to the pandemic 2020. And this is going to be a bit of a fable in how all things turn out. So it was 2020. Everything had hit the fan, as you all know, and it has happened to all of us. And at the time, I owned Studio Zahia, a dance studio here where I'm sitting right now in Asheville, North Carolina. And I feel like, you know, we were teaching online. I had a really good virtual presence, and I felt like I saw the writing on the wall that Studio Zahia would have a really hard time coming back and that the fitness industry in general would take several years to come back. Which was true. And so I decided to close the studio and stay fully online. And that was also to really address my own heart and to acknowledge that cycle in my life. I'd owned that dance studio for 14 years. And the last month we had in business, I think we made $62,000, and it was a success. And I was excited. And I decided that my heart knew it was time for me to pursue my coaching business full time. So I decided to close the studio and made the space a recording studio and continued to teach online. And that was just about, right now it's July 2023, it was just about 3 years ago. And everything has changed in the most amazing ways since then. That was in July. I continued to stay in Asheville, and I was working out of the old studio. I'd made it a recording studio until October of 2020. I had also started dating a man who lived in New York in the end of 2019, and we spent the lockdown together during the pandemic. So after visiting him in New York, we decided to spend the winter together, see how it went. And it was also that awful winter of 2020 to 2021, where you couldn't really get out and do anything. So I packed up all my stuff. I sold things. I moved out of my most amazing Asheville apartment, and I moved to the Hudson Valley of New York, and we spent the winter together. And I lived in an amazing house, and with him and at times his daughter. It was mostly great, and it felt really good. And I think that I really got the thing that I had always wanted, which was a family and having that sense of togetherness, and like nights, especially with a child, you know, was something I'd like ached for and still do, to be honest. And that felt so good. But there were certainly signs that he wasn't in the place for a relationship. Although I think at the times, one, I learned something. I probably put on my rose-colored glasses because that was easier. And simultaneously to that, I was sort of writing things off to the pandemic. So anyway, fast forward, we stayed in the house until March, and we decided that at that point we were going to look for permanent housing together. He went to Costa Rica to get some dental surgery, and I rented an apartment in New York City in Greenwich Village. And it was so exciting, and I'd never lived in New York before. And we went to the apartment together, and I was going to stay there for 10 days, and he was going to come back. And then we were going to take that month to look for more permanent housing in the area. So anyway, I'm in the city. I'm alone. I'm having a good time running around, but it's still like major pandemic-y times. You couldn't really do anything, but I was enjoying it. It was nice to have some time by myself. And I remember I was standing on 7th Avenue, and he sent me a text, and it said, "I'm not coming back. I can't do this." And it's that feeling of the world crashing around you. It wasn't really that we broke up. I mean, I think probably if I looked back, that was going to happen eventually, and it wasn't that healthy. But the issue was how it happened, that somebody decided to do that via text and then proceeded to not treat me like a human for 7 months, including things like not helping me get into a storage space, not paying me back money he owed me on time. Several things that just didn't feel like I was being treated with humanity. And it was tough because I was in the city by myself. And I remember he came back to New York and he was supposed to come see me to get my things, which felt like the gentlemanly thing to do after a text breakup. And he lied to me and said he couldn't come see me. So I had to take train to where he was staying, and it was a hot mess, and got him to work on returning my things, me giving him his things. There was a very intermix in our life. But I remember I was in New York City and I decided to go look at apartments, which seems like, you know what's so interesting is that when I was living in Asheville, I always said, man, I'd love to live in New York, but that's for a certain kind of people with a certain kind of money. And it was really interesting because it was for me. But I signed a lease to the apartment the day before I went to see him on the train because I didn't want there to be any option except for me doing something to take care of myself by myself. And so I did it. I went and saw this apartment, you know, with a mask on, beautiful apartment, paid the $10,000. I was so grateful that I could take care of myself financially. And I told him I was going to move into the city by myself. And he said, you know what? In 1 year, you're going to thank me. And in my head, I thought, well, first I might have thought F you. But then I thought, you know what? No, in 1 year, I'm going to thank myself. And I had the most amazing 2 years living in New York, which I sort of tripped into doing. And it was so amazing and it was fun. And I proved to myself that I could do it. And then my 2 years of my lease ran up and decided that I wanted to travel for a bit, because instead of tripping into situations like I did with New York, I wanted to take the time to evaluate and really decide what my body and me want to do. So I put all my stuff in storage and I've spent the last couple of months traveling, which I will continue to do for a couple of months. So far, I have been to Cairo. I went to Cairo to lead a trip with my friend Scheherazade. And then I went back to New York for a little bit, like a week. And then I went to Miami for 3.5 weeks. And then I came to where I am now, to Asheville, North Carolina. And just last weekend, it's Monday, so yesterday, I came home from New York City. I had tickets to a concert from my favorite artist, Burna Boy, and which was amazing. And something really interesting is happening, is that I'm allowing my body to tell me how I feel. Like, what am I reacting really strongly to? What feels really good? What doesn't feel really good? And getting to that place of settling, like, what do I really want? You know, because I'm turning 45 in 6 months or so. And if I am so lucky, I have another half of my life. And the first 45 years have been mind-blowing. I got to travel the world as a professional belly dancer. I won a belly dance competition. I've become a coach. I've spoken on big stages. I did a TED Talk. I've traveled so much. So now I really want to get intentional about love. I really want a relationship. I think that person for me is a home and not necessarily a place. I want to pick the places I want to be. I think I'd like to live in 2 cities or more. And I want to create the work life that I really want as my coaching business is successful and I can augment it from there. This podcast is brought to you by Coaching with Lisa Zahia, a business development company which provides strategy, coaching, and staffing support to mission-driven businesses. We help create bold and impactful businesses and to help the founders become the people who can do it. Curious about how to grow your business? Schedule a free consultation at www.chatwithlisaz.com. www.chatwithlisaz.com. So, what's interesting, my body loved Miami. It felt so good taking a bike ride on the beach. Like, I'm not a party girl. I didn't go out at night. I didn't do all the Miami things, but it loved the weather and it loved the beach. What's interesting is I was like, hey, maybe I want to be in Asheville because I have a big network here. And I got here and my whole body was like, no, this is not for you. And that is no shade on this place. It's a really amazing place. But I think that partially I also don't want to be in a place where I was a different person. But I just went to New York and I was like, oh, city, I love you so much. I love your diversity. I love your people. I love your drive. I love your crazy. I love the walking. I love the train. So I think So far, my heart has settled on New York and somewhere else. Perhaps it's Miami. Perhaps it's somewhere else. After here, I'm going to Baltimore for a little bit, and then I'm going to Tobago for a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to go to London, and I'm going to go to Los Angeles, and I'm going to go to Cairo again, and I'm going to go to Dubai, and I'm going to Mexico City. So we're going to take me wherever I land, and perhaps whomever I land with. So excited. This is how my life changed, by both allowing the magic to happen and getting intentional. And I will be back with 4 episodes about how to change one thing. That's it, folks. Another amazing episode of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am inspired and want to give you the homework. Take some notes, take action, do one thing today that can move you towards your dreams. Got feedback? Let us know. You can write to us at lisa@lisazahia.com or visit us online at lisazahia.com.